What's up, toilet ducks? Long time, no post. But don't worry, I haven't gone anywhere. I just took a little time off and now I'm back. Except now the main platform for the show is YouTube, as opposed to however you are listening to this. I'm still going to be posting the episodes here at some point, but I will have to remove some segments due to how video-centric they are. So come on over to YouTube. I live stream the show every week. You can check it out at youtube.com/Hank Sinatra Jr., Hank Sinatra Jr., or just click the link in this episode description. The following episode is a rebroadcast of the first ever Very Not Good live stream. What is up, weirdos? Welcome to the Internet is a Toilet's Very Not Good live stream. Here's a look at what's coming up on the show today. First, we have hilarious jokes. Followed by a man that is absolutely fed up with Marilyn Manson. Then we're going to check out the first ever So Bad It's Good video that I ever saw on the internet. It was well over 20 years ago. And lastly, we're wrapping up the show with, no lie, the most insane thing that I have ever seen. I'm not kidding. How's that for a tease? Joining me tonight on the inaugural, here I am, Very Not Good live stream. You know him, you love him like a cousin, the one and only Lorenzo Ariola from one of my favorite podcasts, That's All Funny. Lorenzo, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, yeah, man. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you and doing the shit, any shit, doing it.
Shit has to get done, and yes. By gosh, by golly, we're going to do this shit.
We are. This is the toilet that does the shit. We do it.
And there's so much. It's never ending. If you're a toilet, you're never like, this is probably going to be the last day I ever see shit. That's not going to happen. There's always shit. And we're going to be here to watch it.
Exactly.
You like jokes, right? You like jokes?
Oh, I love all types of jokes. Who doesn't?
Oh, yeah. Well, how about very funny jokes?
The best.
This is a video called Me Telling Very Funny Jokes, and it's this girl in her backyard. It was uploaded maybe 14, 15 years ago. She's probably married, divorced, married again, divorced again, with 17 kids. But here she is, in her heydays of innocence, telling some jokes in her backyard. Let's listen to some of these jokes.
Perfect.
Hello, YouTube. I am here in my backyard, and I have some jokes to tell you. Okay. One is... So a woman walks into an ice cream shop and she asks the man behind the counter, "Can I please have one scoop of vanilla, one scoop of strawberry, and one scoop of chocolate?" And the man says, "Sorry, woman, we have no chocolate." And the woman says, "Fine. Can I please have one scoop of vanilla, one scoop of strawberry, and a half scoop of chocolate?" And the man's like, "Woman, listen, we got no chocolate." And the woman's like, "Fine, okay. Can I please have one scoop of vanilla, one scoop of strawberry, and a teaspoon of chocolate?" And the man's like, "Listen. Spell the straw and strawberry." So she says, "STRAW." Okay. And then he says, "Spell the van and vanilla." And she says, "VAN."
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then he says, "That's right. Now, spell the freak in chocolate." And the woman's like, "There's no freaking chocolate." And the man says, "That's my point." So if you don't get it, it's like she's saying, "There's no freaking chocolate." Like, this.
It always makes a good joke when you have to explain it afterwards. Oh, shit.
Okay. I didn't expect that coming, but no, that was the best part, the explanation.
I don't think we're done with the explanation, and if you didn't see that one coming, you just wait for this next quote, joke, unquote.
All right.
There's no chocolate, but she adds in the freaking, but the man adds in the freaking because... he just wants the woman out, like there's no freaking chocolate, and the woman admits
she keeps going about it!
So here's the next joke.
Appreciate the context to it.
This man has two horses, ooh, and he can't tell them apart. So he goes to a farmer, and he asks him what he should do. So, and the farmer says, "Cut off one of their ears."
So the immediate setup to this joke is a man has two horses that he can't tell the difference between them. And he goes to a farmer, you know, a farmer, and he says, cut off one of their ears.
It's very biblical if I had to go about that, the way to do things like that.
Well, the prophecy, let's listen in on the rest of this prophecy. I just wanted to tell you how, I wanted to point out how shitty this farmer was, but we're going to take in the rest of this joke now. And if you thought the last one was, came out of nowhere, then this one is going to, was, came out of nowhere too.
So he does. But the next day, the one still had both of his ears, ran into a bush and got his ear cut off. And now he can't tell them apart anymore. So he goes back to the farmer.
Because, you know, when you run into bushes and your ear comes off.
And he tells the farmer, he asks his farmer what he should do. And the farmer says, cut off one of their tails. So he does.
This fucking farmer's a dick!
But the next day, the one still had his tail, ran into a tree and got his tail cut off.
You know how when you run into trees and your tail gets cut off by a tree?
This horse is like mankind. He's just like losing a ear and losing a limb. Shit.
And his family's in the audience watching it happen. Like it's that match between him and The Rock.
Just seeing him get his ass beat 10 to 20 times by a steel chair.
Yeah, and by the horse's owner, too. All right, we're going to wrap this one up.
Now I can't tell them apart anymore. So he goes back to the farmer and asks him what he should do. And the farmer says, measure them. So he does.
Measure them.
And then he goes back to the farmer and says, farmer thinks that helped a lot. The black one is longer than the white one. You get it? Like, they were both, they weren't the same. One was black, one was white, and colored apart because it was crazy or something. Get it? Okay.
Get it?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Oh,
That
was really good. That one was really good. I did not know where that was going.
No, I don't even think she did. Halfway through it, she's like, all right, I got to wrap this up somehow.
I'm surprised she didn't explain to us why there were differences between colors, because black is different than white, and that's why they're different. Like, I don't know. That was pretty good.
She gives us the color numbers and the hue. All right, I think she's got a couple more jokes. You got some time for a few more little one-liners?
Of course.
All right.
Okay. So those are the main jokes I wanted to tell you. And I have some short jokes, like... What goes... clomp, 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 squish?
Lorenzo, what goes clomp, 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 squish?
I'm hoping that it's a penguin doing something, like a penguin falling down the stairs, or that's what I'm hoping for. What are those classic penguin jokes, you know?
Are there classic penguin jokes?
Yeah, when it's like, what's black and white and red all over a penguin? I don't know.
A bloody dead penguin.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the jokes I grew up with as a child. Penguin killing jokes.
Well, let's hear what goes clomp, 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 squish.
An octopus with one shoe off. And there's one.
Fuck you.
Should have kept count there.
What's another name for a snail?
What's another name for booger? What's another name for snail? Gee, I wonder if it's going to have booger in the name.
A booger with a crash helmet.
That's your weakest one yet. Funny. I'm sorry.
It's invisible and smells of carrot, bunny fart.
All right, we've all heard that bunny fart joke in one way or another. Okay, we're going to move on to our next video. It's just a quick video. One of my favorite YouTubers, Mormozine. Mormozine is like a goth punk rocker. And he recently posted a video where he was fed up with Marilyn Manson. So let's see what's going on with Mormo and Marilyn Manson.
And that was pretty nuts. But anyways, here goes. I got the CD right here.
Oh!
Oh, jeez.
Stupid CD. I'm going to be that guy and I'm going to go back. When he goes, stupid CD. I love Mormo. He almost pukes on it.
On the insert.
I'll say, is this him insulting it? Because that's sometimes how I clean my CDs. I'll breathe on them and give them a nice little clean on my shirt to shine them.
Do you spit on the insert to the CD, like with like the credits and the thank yous and the lyrics?
I mean, a little bit of residue will go here and there. You know, I can't control my spit with such accuracy, but...
Well, I mean, he in the beginning of the video, he talked about how he was a fan. I guess Marilyn's in some heat, so Mormo's kind of like, disavow, and I love Mormo. He posted a video of him eating a sausage the other day. That's a great video. We're going to move on again. It was one of those, like, smoked sausages sealed that you can buy at like a CVS or Walgreens, but it was fucking big, and then he was inserting fart sounds. I'm not doing it any justice explaining it.
All right, that does sound pretty entertaining. All right, he's won me over too.
Mormo's the man. I'll send you some more. But now we're gonna go to, this is the first So Bad It's Good video that I ever saw on the internet, and it was well over 20 years ago. I was in my early teens, you know, it was the good days. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Have you ever seen this before? It's a black screen.
A black screen. I thought it was going to be the badgers and the mushrooms. The badger, mushroom. Snake. Ooh, it's a take. That's what I thought it was going to be. And I have no idea. If it's not the Badger song, I have no idea what it is.
Okay, I'm just going to press play and stop me if you've seen this, or stop me if you haven't. Here's the first one. Familiar with Yatta?
No, I am not. What type of propaganda is this? I've never seen this at all.
Awesome. We're going to keep going. I'm pretty sure when all is said and done, whether it was made for some sort of comedy troupe or some sort of SNL that is way overseas, the lyrics are beautiful and they're just about loving life. And my friend, please enjoy the first So Bad It's Good video I've ever seen, Yatta. I think it translates to green leaves somehow.
Okay.
Isn't this amazing?
It reminds me a lot of YMCA, and I felt like Yatta was whatever their language is in YMCA.
Seriously, YMCA is spelt Y-A-T-T-A.
Yeah, no, it's a banger. I'm it makes me feel good listening to it, you know? Gives me a little dopamine.
I like seeing five dudes wearing nothing but green leaves, singing about green leaves. To this tune, this melody, this song bangs. Is that a term?
It's a banger, and then they all look like they're consenting adults, so even better. I appreciate
consent. For the most part. Yeah. All right, a little bit more Yatta. Nippon QQ is my favorite.
Wait, these guys are. Doesn't Yatta mean I did it or something in their language?
Sure. I never cared enough to necessarily look up the lore behind it, but it's beautiful, and it's five dudes wearing nothing but little green leaves hopping around. There's this one part where Let's see if we can get there. We're going to play another minute or so of this, and then we're going to jump into our final segment for the night. I know, so soon. I'm new to this, and we'll see how long it takes, but this is so much fun. I appreciate everybody who is here live now. I appreciate everybody who's going to be watching it later. Lorenzo, I appreciate you, and I appreciate Yata.
Yata.
Where's the baby? There's the baby! There's a lot of hidden gems in this, and it sucks because, like, the highest quality version of this might be, like, 240p. So, I haven't seen anything that's not super pixelated.
That adds its charm, I feel like. And I'm pretty sure Yata means I did it, because I think... when Chun-Li, at the end of her Street Fighter, when she defeats someone, she goes, Yata! Like, she did it, you know? Like, she won the battle.
Holy shit. That's true. I haven't thought about that in a while. It's funny. So. Everybody goes Hadouken, Sonic Boom. Yeah. But there were so many classic sound bites from that game.
She's like, ha, 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 ha,
Yata! And she does that cute little, like... Yeah. That was, like, the first... That was, like, our first Japanese girl, man. Yeah, wow. Okay. Lorenzo, thanks for being my guinea pig, and thanks again so much for being here. Please tell the audience where they can find you and how they can support you.
Yeah, I got my podcast, That's All Funny. You could stream it anywhere podcasts are available. Just search That's All Funny. You go to my YouTube, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. We got the podcast on there. Other videos and content. And I just created a Patreon, patreon.com/LorenzoAriola, where you do ad-free episodes and other bonus stuff that, you know, is too hot for all the other areas. So, yeah, if you like content like this and also just random rants about a crazy person, come check me out. Yeah, it's always a pleasure hanging out with you and seeing the diamonds you dig up from the
appreciate that
the internet that, you know, no one ever finds.
But dude, thank you so much for being here. I'm gonna be back next week. I think we're doing Friday. Brandon and I from Shitty Song of the Week are gonna be doing the Very Not Good live stream number 2, and that one's gonna be fun. Got a lot of music for him. But until then, I've got some more Crab Rangoon to eat and some beer to drink. Lorenzo, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. And I'll wrap with you soon, dude.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Bye.